Hello, this is Robin Witten with another recommendation from Audiophile. Today's earphones winner. The Ghost War by Alex Berenson, read by George Goodell. There's a mole in the CIA intelligence network, and Agent John Wells must return to Afghanistan to ferret it out. Goodell's facility with accents and three-dimensional characters makes the taunt, smart writing, eerily plausible.
Ted Beck walked west down the rotting pier, squinting through his wraparound sunglasses into the late afternoon haze. He was alone, and he moved without haste. He'd arrived early, and the boat he'd come to meet was nowhere in sight. Finally, he reached the end of the dock. Trash from three countries, China and the two Koreas, bobbed in the dank water, the eastern edge of the Yellow Sea. The air was heavy with smoke from the ships that docked at Incheon every day to load up on cars and televisions for the United States. The sun had baked the fumes into a brown smog that burned Beck's throat and made him want a cigarette. He fished a packet of Camel Lights from his pocket and lit up. He'd tried to quit over the years, but if he was going to sign up for missions like this one, what was the point? He smoked slowly, and when he was done, flicked the butt away. It spun into the harbor, joining the empty beer cans and condom wrappers. Then he heard the low rumble of a boat engine. Incheon was an industrial port 50 miles west of Seoul and a few miles south of the demilitarized zone, the strip that separated North and South Korea. During the Korean War, General Douglas MacArthur had landed here, cutting behind North Korean lines to stop the communist advance. A statue of him stood atop a hill not far from this pier. Binoculars in hand, the general looked out to the Yellow Sea, which separated China and the Korean Peninsula. This afternoon, Beck would head into those waters on a mission smaller than MacArthur's assault, but just as dangerous. The rumble of the distant boat grew louder. Beck pulled his wallet out of his pocket, a battered piece of cowhide that had seen him through 32 countries and three counterinsurgencies. He wasn't carrying any identification or a passport, just money. About $3,000 in all. And three pictures, his wife and their two sons. He took out the pictures and kissed them.
You can find the Audiophile review as well as more audiobook information at our website, audiophilemagazine.com. Support for our podcasts comes from Harper Audio, Hachette Audio, Full Cast Audio, Scholastic Audio, and Simon & Schuster Audio.